You may or may not notice we're not using incense at this Mass because we were out of coals. They couldn't find them anyway. We burned through them all. So we burned through a lot of coals here at St. Mary's, and so hard to keep up. But anyways, here we are. We're on the seventh day of our 54-day Rosary Novena. And today we look at courage or fortitude. It's perfect that it lands on these particular readings. You know, St. Paul, with his own military background, right? He uses speech that's like that. Endure your trials as disciplines. God treats you as son. All discipline seems a cause not for joy but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. You know, discipline and training, right? You can see his military background coming through. Speaking of military, you may or may not have seen the ridiculous article put out by The Atlantic and really trying to bash us as Catholics, and I think especially devout all-in Catholics, for using militaristic language. You know, what are some of the Christian nationalists, extremists, radicals, and things like that, when that's been replete throughout our church history, the whole idea that we are soldiers for Christ, right? That those are the very words of St. Paul. We're called to be soldiers for Christ. I'm going to pull up day seven. Let's see how fast I get this. Blah, blah, blah. Day seven, where are you? There you are. It was Pope Leo XIII who said, "Moreover, Christians are born for combat, whereof the greater the vehemence," that means passion, "the more assured, God willing, the triumph. Have confidence, I have overcome the world." Pope Leo XIII. And we're looking at the cardinal virtue of courage today in our basic training in holiness, right? Our 54 days that also includes that. So we're going through the cardinal virtues. We land on fortitude. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, fortitude is the moral virtue that ensures firmness in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of the good. It strengthens the resolve to resist temptations and to overcome obstacles in the moral life. The virtue of fortitude or courage enables one to conquer fear, even fear of death, and to face trials and persecutions. It disposes one even to renounce the sacrifice, and sacrifice is life in defense of a just cause. And then from Scripture, "The Lord is my strength and my song. In the world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." We're facing historic challenges. We've been talking about that, and all of us are feeling that. And in the face of it, those who are taking charge, right? Those who want control are trying to inflict fear on us and to get us to cower. And, Atlantic article wrote about how it's radical to use military terms when speaking of our faith. Oh, well, then we won't do that, Atlantic. You know, because you told us, because we're in fear of your mockery, your canceling, your persecution of us. Nuts to that. Yeah, I always say that when people were afraid to put flags in front of their house because we were living in fear that someone might burn down our house, I put 80 out in the yard. When Roe v. Wade was about to come down, and they started to incite people to attack churches for being pro-life, Catholic churches, I put a 10-foot sign in front of our yard. They are not going to dictate how we live, what we believe, and what we say. They are not. That's courage. That's courage. Well, see, we're facing these trials with resolve, vehemence, it says, with passion. Willing to stand up and say, no mas, no more. That's far enough. We're turning this back. I think of the great historic Battle of Lepanto and the Holy League that rose up outnumbered. But those Ottoman Turks said, they're weak, they're divided, they're easy pickings, let's do this thing, let's take them out. And Pope Pius V said, no mas, not under my watch. And he formed the Holy League. And they stood against them and they won by the power of God, by the intercession of Our Lady. Do you see? This 54-day Rosary Novena concludes on the anniversary of that epic battle to remind us constantly that we are not to cower in fear. We are not to let the tyrants dictate to us what we believe, what we should say, how we should act. That we are called to stand up with courage and to push back. We'll face trials, and those are our discipline. The great soldier, St. Paul, said to us, face them. You're going to get stronger. I'm going to reassure you again, I've never been this strong, ever. I'm not going to go into the details. You connect the dots as to why, what I'm facing. But if I can sit up here and preach that we need to get strong and face our trials with a resolve and trust in God, and that I know that this is making me stronger, I need to lead by example, and I'm trying my best to do that. How much longer are we going to sit quietly in fear and take this? I can't. And I know you can't either. We begin with prayer. Why not get 80,000 people together? For goodness sake. It's what our patron, St. Maximilian Kolbe, did during the Nazi invasion, taking over most of Europe. He called everybody to prayer. And he spoke up against the Nazis. In the best of new media he could find. You connect the dots on that one too. My brothers and sisters, we are radical. We're radically in love with God. We're radical in our resolve to build the kingdom of God and to turn back these evil tyrants. Yeah, we're radical, all right. And so, with the power of God, with our weapon, our rosary in our hands, with our deep devotion to our Eucharistic Lord, we will win again, and we will celebrate victory. Are you with me? Let's roll. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.